6:24 in the morning. Lou Manfredini, Mr. Fix-It TV this morning.
Well, now I can't be mad at you because he told that such a heartwarming story, and I was all wound up to get mad at you.
Why are you mad at me?
Now I can't. Well, I'm driving in this morning, you know, heading to WGN, and, you know, you ride that poor Kevin like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking that other than Andrea, Dave, Orion, you know, Mary and Ann, he's really the most talented guy on the show.
Couldn't agree more, Lou. Couldn't agree more.
You know, he does make a good point. I mean, Lou does make a good point. When you run through everyone else and their
right.
contributions, we
right.
still have Kevin.
Yeah. Right. Right. So that was my point.
Well, let me take back.
Good morning, by the way.
Yeah, let me take back everything else that I was going to say about disappointing Kevin until we're done with the segment.
Thank you.
You have to admit, though, he does have reactions like a cat when I need something on the show, doesn't he?
Oh, listen, you know how we're going to do the WGN basketball team for the league?
Hmm.
He's going to be on my team.
Wait for it. Is he being picked last?
No. He's quick like a cat. That's what I want.
Oh, he's unbelievably quick.
Yeah, right now the team is me. I'm getting everybody with bad knees. So Steve and I for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, Kevin is a pretty good golfer, and you know, he seemed to be a bit of an athlete back in the day. But I say back in the day because obviously at 24, it's over for him.
It's over at 24. That's too bad. That is too bad.
All right, we'll start with some texters here for Mr. Fix-It. My wife thinks there's a bear in our bathroom.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, and thanks, Kevin, for the tip on the Taco Bell breakfast. All right, maybe that's not a good one. From the 847, box elder bugs in red rocks along the house by the entrance. They seem to have multiplied through the cold winter. What's the best way to get rid of them?
There is a fabulous solution that you can buy at the hardware store called Bug Slayer, and it's bug with two G's. It's a concentrate, comes in a small white bottle, and when you mix it with water, put it in a little pump sprayer, and you spray the area where the box elder bugs are, this solution will get through their shells. The problem is that they have a really hard shell. And you'll be amazed after a couple treatments, it's done. As things warm up, the box elder problem becomes a problem. They love the sunny side of a house. But if you use this spray, it will be effective.
And really, they're not going to hurt you. They just are an annoyance and they're creepy.
No, they don't. Yeah, they don't bother you.
And the problem is there's so many of them, it's tough to name them all. Because, you know, if you want them all to be pets,
right.
We
know,
group them. At my house, we have so many. And they get in the smallest crack, Lou. I don't get it. They can find their way into the house.
Yeah, they certainly can. This
what
stuff
kind
really
of
works.
Zoo are you running? You got chipmunks eating bananas. You got box elder bugs all over your house. Yeah, you charge
he
for admission,
an
Dave.
An ark out there. They were going to use his house for Noah.
Dave's menagerie.
Noah and the sports.
I like pets.
A couple more. Greg, you got a deck problem?
Yeah, I do. Hi, Lou. Good morning, all.
Morning.
What I'm looking for is my parents have a deck. It's they put this thing up a number of years ago. It's all cedar deck, but they put an indoor-outdoor carpet over it from a maintenance standpoint. I really don't know if it's glued down or stapled or whatever, but I've been looking at a product. I saw it over in the paper this weekend. I think it was from Menards. A product called, I think it's Ultra Deck, and they've got a system. It's a composite type decking where it actually goes over your existing decking. Now, my parents' deck, it's not buckled and, you know, nasty or anything.
It's just
like
weathered.
That.
It's just a weathered deck, and you're trying to give it a newer look, right?
They're looking more for the lower maintenance aspect.
Oh, lower maintenance, even more than the look. All right, Lou, what do we got?
All right, so two things to do. If the cedar's in decent shape and you can get the carpeting off, you may get away with just being able to pressure wash the cedar because it's a soft wood, so any glue that's on there would come up. Lightly sand it, and then restain it with a semi-transparent oil-based stain. That'll soak into the wood and make it look nice, and it'll literally be very low maintenance. Also, Rust-Oleum makes a deck paint called Rust-Oleum Restore 10X, which means it's 10 times thicker than paint. This stuff goes on like molasses with a textured roller, and it it's almost like putting the hard candy shell over a dipped cone at Dairy Queen. Oh, doesn't that sound good?
I love when you equate dangerous chemicals with Dairy Queen.
It's not dangerous. It's latex. You could put it. You could take a spoonful of it. You wouldn't like the taste, but it wouldn't hurt you. But you're going to put this on that deck, and it's going to create that hard coating over the wood. It's going to look fantastic. These kind of overlays that you go over there, the problem I have with those is that you're not quite sure if the structure can hold the added weight. And whenever you put some new finish over an old finish like that, a material, if the old material starts to fail, then the new material starts to fail. So,
amen to that. If I had a nickel for every time I said that. The old material starts to fail, takes the new material with it. From the 708, is there a good spray foam installation company you'd recommend in the Northwest Burbs?
You know, the guys who do that up there is the folks from Mega Home Improvement. They have a whole...
Fine client of the radio station.
Fine client. And
Google
they call
Mega.
847-658-8989.
Or just call them with that number. From the 815, and the only reason I bring this up is I love somebody who's blatant enough to just ask for a plug. Said, Box Elder Bugs, call Ready Pest Control.
There you go.
847-515-6334. Lou from the 708, how do I get my hot wife to do some work around the house? I don't know that you cover that, do you?
No.
What's that? Is that your husband?
Did Clark text again?
That's your husband. Yeah, that's who it is.
I've got at the Ace, I've got some very sexy tool belts that you could buy them.
Okay, sexy tool belts. That's a band I was in.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. I just checked.
I was the roadie.
I just checked and missed what you said for Box Elder Bugs. Can I get the name of the product again?
Bug Slayer with 2 G's.
Got it. And the most important question of the day comes from Dennis. What do you got, Dennis?
I got a meatball sub problem on my carpet. My dog, Bear, knocked it on the ground.
So he's eating his meatball sub. He's minding his own business. Suddenly the dog, coincidentally named Bear, comes in and knocks the meatball sub to the ground, creating a carpet stain.
Oh, my gosh. The greatest stain remover is a product called Tech, T-E-C-H. And you spray it over, and it works great on meatball. And you spray it on the carpeting, and then you take a clean cotton rag, and you blot it up, and it'll come completely out. And then you spray a little more, and then you do a little light scrubbing, and then try and be a little more careful with the meatball sub.
Look at Dave nodding.
I've used that many times.
Dave knows.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Tech.
Stuff.
Tech. It's great on laundry stains, too, on stuff on your clothes.
What if you want to change the color of your lawn? Like you're tired of green.
Kind of laundry.
Oh, I got to pay more attention. Lou's on tomorrow morning starting at 7 a.m., right?
Yes, I'm on at 7 a.m. tomorrow.
And you're on TV in a few minutes on Channel 9?
We are, yes, 6:45.
Please give our best to everyone there, well, at least Paul and Aaron.
Okay, I will. Love you all.
And we'll hear you on the radio.
You got it. See you guys.
There you go.
That's Lou Manfredini. Don't forget House March TV tomorrow, too.
Well, I was going to plug it, but he apparently had places to go. Are you on this week?
Yeah. We have a new segment on wine cellars coming up this week, and then the following week, Home Evolution. I'm sorry.
Home Revolution?
No.
Home
space, evolving spaces in your home.
I was going to say, what's your home going to evolve into?
Why are you doing something on people selling wine? I don't get it.
We're featuring wine cellars.
Oh,
I had
cellars.
You in mind. Oh, yeah, okay. I took lots of pictures.
I can show
a lot of good contacts.
I can show you mine sometime where I keep the Mad Dog 2020 and the Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill.
Mm. In a paper bag under your sink doesn't
a lot count. Of paper bags, you know, mm-hmm. There's a lot of bottles. Back with the news next on 720 WGN.